We're on page Nun Testament Beis 118, 59b2. Where are we up to here?
On top of page 59b2, right?
No, we're at the second column of 59b2. Okay, let's just first discuss the catch-up over there, what's going on in the Gemara. There was an argument between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, a very simple, practical argument. If somebody, the original argument of the Gemara was like this. A man comes over to a woman, gives her money, and says, the Kedushin is effective 30 days from now. Okay? So then the Gemara discusses. Somebody else came in the middle and did it, whatever. But then the Gemara asks the question like this. Today a man comes over to a woman and says, here's money, areat mukadeshesli, but after 30 days. At the 20th day, the woman changes her mind. Does she have the ability to change her mind or not? What's the question? Rabbi Yechonin says she does. Okay? Because this that she accepted it at the beginning, now she changes her mind. Speech can stop speech. The Reish Lakish says, no, speech cannot stop speech. And the Gemara asks a whole bunch of different questions. Rabbi Yochanan asks the Reish Lakish, and the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whatever. Then the Gemara says, no, but Azvid learned this argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if you could change your mind, not in the case when a man gives Kedushin to the woman and then later changes the mind. The case is something else. A woman gave permission for a Shaliach to accept her Kedushin. Okay? And then, like we said, and she went ahead and did it by herself to somebody else. It depends which one's first. But then the Gemara said, what happens if she changes her mind before the Shaliach accepts the Kedushin from that man? Okay? So this case is a little bit different. Not the man, but here's the woman. The woman sends somebody to accept Kedushin for her, and before the guy does it, she changes her mind. So the question is, can she change her mind or not? Rabbi Yechon says yes, Reish Lakish says no. Okay, that was the... And again, what's the basic fundamental argument? Can words change words? Action can change words that we know. Speech can undo thought we know. But can speech undo speech? And the Gemara is in the middle of asking questions on each other. Okay? So let's start in this din of Eisei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yechonin. It's like 2, 4, 6, 8. Eight lines before the white...
On the bottom
there,
right?
Huh? On the bottom there. At the bottom of 15B2, yeah. Eight lines before the wide lines on 118. Eight lines before the wide lines begin. So it says, Eisei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechonin. Reish Lakish asked the question Rabbi Yechonin. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Yordan Lidi Tumasim Machshav. This Gemara again we started learning last week, but we got stuck in the middle. In order for something to be susceptible to become Tamei, it has to be a finished product. A Keli. In order for it to be able to become Tomei, needs to become a complete Keli. So what happens if there was a Keli that a guy thought, you know what, I'm going to use it as is. The finishing touches weren't on it yet, but the guy thinks, you know what, I'm going to use it. So the din is, all the Kelim go down to Tumah, meaning they become susceptible to become Tomei with thought, but ein elim etumasim ele b'shini maisim. But to go away from Tumah, it needs an actual action. Okay? Now, what does it mean? So the Gemara explains like the Rabbi Reish Lakish explains the Mishnah. Maisa action. For instance, once the Keli becomes a Keli, how do you make it non-Keli?
Break it.
Thinking that I'm just not going to use it now until it's done, that doesn't work. Okay, let's say for argument's sake, you have a Keli, okay, but the finishing rim wasn't put on it. Okay, the top or something. So it says in the Mishnah that by thinking that I'm going to use it as is makes it a Keli, right? So now it could become Tomei. What happens if the guy thinks in his mind, no, you know what, I'm not going to use it. That does not undo it. thought can make it a vessel, but thought cannot undo it from being a vessel. How do you make it undo it? Like you said, you break it. If you break it, it's not a keli anymore. But you can't just undo it with thought. So it says, "Ma'isa me'itim idei ma'isa miyad machshava." Action could change action or thought. Machshava ena meitzia le miyad ma'isa v'le miyad machshava. But thought cannot undo it from undo thought or undo action. So the Gemara asks like this, I understand why thought cannot undo action. Right? That's for sure. Why? Because words, or thought for that matter, right, cannot undo action. But why can't it undo thought? In other words, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechanan a very simple question. You, Rabbi Yechanan, say speech could undo speech. You made him a shliach, you can undo him. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So speech can do undo speech. That means equals could undo equals. Right? So if that's the case, why, according to Rabbi Yechanan, does thought not undo thought? Your thought made it a keli. So let your thought undo it from a keli. Right? And the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says clearly that thought cannot undo thought. Action can undo thought, but thought cannot undo thought. Right? So the Gemara's question, Reish Lakish, says to Rabbi Yechanan, you, Rabbi Yechanan, say that thought, speech can undo speech. So if speech can undo speech, why can't thought undo thought? Same thing. And the Mishnah says you can't, which implies that if thought can't undo thought, speech cannot undo speech. So if the lady made a shliach and now undoes him, it's not going to be good. And Rabbi Yechon says it's good. So the Gemara says, Shani machshove de tuma de chimaisa dami. Action of thought of tuma is considered an action. You're right. Normally, thought can undo thought, speech can undo speech, because they're equal, they can undo each other. Why can, by tuma, thought cannot make undo thought? So something like this. The thought of making it a keli is like an action. Thought to make it is like action. Thought to undo it is like thought. Thought can do undo action. Why is thought of tuma action? So he says, and this we also, this we really were middle of last week. Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, Rav Papa, Rami Rav Papa asked the question. One pasuk says, ki yitein. Remember we learned last week that in order for fruits to become susceptible for tuma, they have to get wet. Once fruits are wet, even if they dry, they're susceptible to tuma. They can become tummy. If they were never wet, they cannot become tummy. That's the halacha.
If they cut off from the branch.
Yeah, well, when they're connected to the ground, they can never become tummy. Something connected to the ground cannot become tummy. Okay?
Even if they have the door on it, and you take it like this, with the door is not tummy?
The door?
The door.
No, trust me, your English is better than my French, I promise you. Yeah. No, if it's taken off, let's say you cut an apple off a tree, and there's dew then on the apple, then the apple is going to be not tummy, it becomes mukshad. It becomes susceptible to become tummy. But while it's still connected to the ground, obviously every fruit grows when it's wet. Rain makes it grow. You have to water it. Right? But as long as it's growing and connected to the ground, it's not susceptible to tumah. Right? So, but once it's cut, if it gets wet, okay. Now, we learned last week, if you remember, the Torah says, ki yitein. It's written, yud tof nun, which you read without vowels, is yitein. But you don't read it yitein. You read it yutan. Remember, even though there's no vav, we learned this last week. Even though there's no vav, you read it Yutan. Okay? Now, now, what's the difference between Yitin and Yutan? Yitin means I put, active. Yutan means it was given. Okay? Yitin means I gave it, active. Yutan means passive. It happened to get wet. Okay? Now, what's the difference, practically speaking, between Yitin and Yutan? Yitin means I want it. That's why I did it. Yutan means it could have happened without even me wanting it. Correct? To give you an example. So the Gemara learns out, let me first say the din. The Gemara learns out from here, the din is that in order for fruits to be susceptible, you didn't have to put the water on it. Even if by itself it got wet. But it has to be that you wanted it to get wet. This point we still learned last week. In other words, it has to be that got wet, even if you didn't make it happen. But if it happened, it has to be in a way similar to that if you did it. What does that mean? Just like when you did it, you wanted it to get wet. The same thing, when it happened, it can only be considered getting wet if you wanted it to happen. What's a very simple, simple case of this? If I put fruits on my roof to dry, because they bake in the sun, yeah? So I put a whole bunch of fruits, lay them out on my roof that they should dry. Hashem was very kind and he makes it rain. Okay, the fruit got wet, right? Did I want them to get wet? No, I didn't want them to get wet, correct? Because I want my fruit to dry, not to get wet. So then the din is, they would not become susceptible to tumah. Even though they got wet, and the Torah says, yutan, even if it got wet by itself, but the fact that I didn't want it to get wet is no good. But one second. What happens if I had them outside and I didn't care if it rained on the fruit and even though I didn't put rain, I didn't want the fruit. Right? I didn't want the fruit. But somebody else did. Hashem did or somebody else did. But I was happy that it got wet. Then they do become susceptible to tumor. Here's the Gemara.
I was going to ask,
what?
Once it is wet, and
you touch it, it's not going to become tummy. Because you didn't intend to have it to want it to be wet.
Let's say you leave it, and then the next day it's rain and it's wet. If you touch it, is it tummy? Not if you're not tummy, it's not going to become tummy. No, is the fruit susceptible to
tummy?
No, it's not. Because you didn't want it to get wet.
If I didn't want it to get wet, then the tummy is not going to become tummy, no. First, only somebody tummy touching it. Not you. If you're not tummy, it's not going to become tummy anyway. If somebody touches fruit and their tummy, the fruit can only become tummy if it became what's called mukhshir lekabutuma. If it became susceptible to become tummy.
Even in this case, it's not susceptible.
Right.
But even then, when it becomes mukhshir, at the time that you're touching it, it has to be wet.
No.
No?
No.
It becomes tummy.
Once fruit becomes susceptible, like we learned last week, even if it's dry, a year it's dry already.
And you touch it.
And something tummy touches it, it becomes tummy.
Is that why Shmura Matzah, the wheat is cut and stored?
Yeah, but that's a different reason. It shouldn't become chametz. But again, it's nothing to do with tumah. Chametz, again, wheat while it's growing, obviously has to get wet. For that, it's not going to grow. Why doesn't it become chametz?
It's growing.
Because it's growing. It's still connected to the ground. Once it's ready to be cut, by the way, even if it's not actually cut, but it's ready to be cut, and it rains, it can become chametz. Because if it's ready to cut, halachically it's considered as if it's cut.
So they cut it before it ripens.
That's where they go to the, like Arizona's, I think, where they get most of the wheat for matzah. Because it's very dry. So they cut it before it's ready to completely ripe. And then they store it in dry places and it ripens, you know, off the ground. And then they make sure it's dry.
So what's this meaning of when you want to eat something?
It has nothing to do with that. There's double shit to believe b'mashkin.
Well, let's say, I was going to say, if you have an apple, you washed it and you dried it, and then you're about to eat it and somebody dropped a drop of water on it. You didn't want it to do it.
There's nothing to washing it till you're done. It's completely different. Okay. So it says like this. Rapapa asked the question. One pasuk says, ki yitain, not one pasuk. The pasuk is written, it's written ki yitain. Vikarina neyurid ki yutan. Okay, so one's active and one's passive. So it says, yutan dumya de yitain. It has to be yutan meaning passive, but similar to active, meaning, ma yitain de nichalei, just like when you give the water. You want it to get wet. The same yutan is only when it gets wet. Okay. What do you see from this? That what makes something susceptible to tumah? What you thought? You wanted it to get wet. It makes it susceptible to tumah. So the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan answers Rish Lakish. Your question was how could? Why doesn't machshava undo machshava when you make it a keli? He says, because by tumah, thought makes it happen. So if you thought it's a keli, it becomes a keli. To undo it, you can't undo it with one. But no. Yeah, if you break it.
Because you accept the fact that it's already a keli.
Action will unbreak it. No. No. But Rabbi Yochanan says, under normal circumstances, thought can undo thought, speech can undo speech, it's not a problem. Therefore, if the woman made a shliach to accept the kedushin, and she changes her mind, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can do it. Right? Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Eitzvei, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to ask the final question on Rish Lakish, which refutes Rish Lakish's opinion. There's a mission getting like this. Shaleach get liishtei. Somebody sends a get with a shliach to his wife. V'igia b'shliach, and he reaches the shliach before the shliach gave the get. Or shesholach achar of shliach, or the husband sends a shliach to the first shliach. V'amale, and he says, get shenasati loch, the get I gave you, hareiz a bottle is nullified. Okay, meaning a guy sends a get with a shliach to his wife. Okay? He's in L.A., she's in San Francisco. Let's keep it in the state. The guy from L.A. sends a get with a shliach to give his wife, who lives in San Francisco, to give her the get. So either the guy chased the shliach, and he said, you know what, forget it, I don't want to give the get. Or he sent another shliach, instead of going himself, he sent another shliach to the first shliach, telling him, the get I gave you to give to my wife is nullified. So the Mishnah, obviously, before he gives it. Once he gave the get, you can't change your mind already, in action. Okay, then she's divorced. He can remarry if he's not a Kohen, but she's divorced. But the Shliach didn't give the get yet. So the Mishnah says clearly, the husband can undo the Shliach that he sent. What do you see from there? Speech can undo speech.
But it's not speech. The first shliach was action, and the second shliach is also action.
No. We're not done with the Gemara, but appointing the shliach is words. That's all you did.
But writing up the get is the action.
A guy can write a get, it's not an action. You have to give the get.
What is so, Rabbi? You send the shliach. Then you change your mind. The shliach gives the get and immediately makes kiddushin with the same woman. And now he's she's already married. Now he can marry him, marry her, or can he say that I already changed my mind?
Supposed to wait 3 months? Supposed to wait
The Gemara discusses this in the same parak, in the fourth parak of Gittin, where this mission is mentioned. The Gemara says a worse scenario than yours in this din. The guy sends a shliach to give his get a wife, yeah, and he nullifies the shliach at home.
Changes his mind.
Yeah, but the shliach doesn't know that. And he gives the get to the woman. So technically we learned the Baal can undo the get, correct? By changing his mind. Yeah? Now yeah, you have to understand. If you understand the concepts, the din makes much more sense. A shliach is me. Correct? When I send you as a shliach, you are my hand. Okay? Therefore, until you give the get, so me and you are the same guy. Except you're my extension cord. You're my long hand. Okay? So, before you give that get to the wife, the husband could change his mind. Correct? I'll give you another example, though. What happens the opposite way? What happens if a woman sends a shliach to the husband to accept her get? The second the husband gives that shliach the get, the woman's divorced. Because the shliach, her shliach to receive the get is her hand. So when the shliach receives the get, she receives the get.
Well, the woman,
extension cord.
The woman can send it.
Yeah.
But she can't be a shliach.
She could be a shliach.
The woman can be
a shliach. Okay? So it's like, but here, the husband's sending the get. That means, until the shliach gives the get, it's still in the husband's hand. Right? Because all the shliach is the hand of the husband. Now, when the husband says, I changed my mind, technically the shliach is not a shliach anymore. Correct? But the shliach doesn't know that. The text didn't go through. The woman gets the get and remarries. Not remarries. It marries somebody else. And has a kid. She never knew that the husband, Bezdin over there never knew that the husband, what are they, prophets? They don't know that the husband changed his mind. Correct? The woman got married and has a kid. Is that kid a mamzer? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara why the kid's not a mamzer. Because she was never divorced.
She didn't get that message that he wanted.
I understand, but I'm saying, can the shliach give the get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The husband changed his mind.
But he changed his mind after he gave it.
No, before.
Yeah.
Of course, after is not a problem.
So how could she assume that?
When the shliach,
how did
the shliach didn't know that the guy changed his mind?
Okay, she got the message. Okay, exactly. She got the get. Before the shliach found out that the sender, that the husband wants to cancel.
No. I'm saying even if she got the get after the guy nullified the get. What's so difficult to understand?
The shliach didn't know.
Okay, but the pearl, she got a get?
Yeah.
Now, halachically, is that a good get?
No, he changed his mind.
He changed his mind before the shliach gave it to her.
It's not a good guess.
But the shliach didn't know that he changed his mind.
So what? But the bottom line is, he still changed his mind.
That's what we said over here. That if he said, I'm changing my mind, there is a batel. Only if...
That's when the shliach knew that the husband said batel.
Exactly.
But what happened if he didn't know?
So it's not batel.
No. The husband changed his mind. It never left the husband yet. When the husband's on his way to deliver a get to his wife, can he change his mind?
Yeah.
Then the shliach could also.
If he knew that the shliach changed his mind.
No, when the guy sends a shliach, can the husband change his mind?
Sure.
Okay. Did the shliach know that he changed his mind?
No.
Did he give the get to the wife?
Yeah.
Is the wife divorced?
100%.
100% not.
100% yes.
How could he be divorced if the husband undid the get? If what?
If the shliach knew better.
He reached the shliach. Why do you read a half a din? He reached the shliach before the shliach gave the get, and he said to the shliach, don't give the get.
Oh, he did reach him.
Yeah, but this case is
before, right before we said.
No, it's the exact same thing.
You said, yeah, exactly. If only if he knew about it.
Then, yeah.
Okay, then it's bad.
But the get is bottle even if the guy doesn't know about it. Bottom line is, it doesn't change his mind.
That's
right?
Case. How are you allowing that boy for child is not allowed in that case?
Because the Gemara says, what the Chacham do. They say real call Mekadesh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadesh Shuv Das Kedusha with the intent of the Chachamim. The Chachamim uprooted the guy's original marriage that he was never married. The Chachamim undid, not they undid his original marriage, because the Gemara says when you did Kedushin, you say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, then he's up to Bezdin. Bezdin said your marriage is no good.
They could do that.
And could do whatever they want.
Just say that we don't believe that you changed your mind. We assume that
he says I did. What do you mean we don't believe him?
That's easier to say that. No, how can you believe him?
Maybe he's the husband. How can you not believe him?
Well, you know, maybe afterwards he regretted it, but he already did.
You don't go that far. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara, huh? Yes.
Why did the shliach give it?
He didn't know. The husband said no. He went to San Francisco. The husband's in L.A. How is he supposed to know? He texted him. With a char.
I'm really confused. If he didn't know, and he delivered it, and the mashaliach didn't tell the shaliach that it's bottled, and he gave it.
The husband said the get is worthless.
To whom did he say?
To himself.
Okay, he didn't say.
Doesn't matter.
He didn't say to the shaliach.
It doesn't matter. So the shaliach is ignorant.
Okay.
And the shliach gave the get. Is it a kosher get? No. But the wife didn't know that. She went and remarried with the get.
But this is the whole thing.
She came married right away.
This is such an easy loophole for somebody to try to mess up the wife and say, you know what, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. The shliach wasn't shliach.
I'm just saying, we say over here.
That's why today they take all these precautions for
it. We say this, we say. Or she shalach achrav shliach va'amar le.
Right.
He tells the shliach, he tells him. You're saying in this situation he didn't tell him. Only if he tells the shliach, if the mashalak tells the shliach, this is batul, in which case the shliach, parenthetically, he wouldn't take it anymore.
Then the shliach had no right to give the get to the one.
But
the bottom line is, it's still not a kosher get because the husband nullified the get. Okay, anyway, let's go right there. Sigmar, no. Tiyuvta Dresh Lakish, the Gemara says, Tiyuvta Dresh Lakish, Tiyuvta, and Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan. That words can change words. Therefore, if the husband made the shliach, the husband can undo the shliach. Okay, and the Gemara says, not only by the case of the woman, remember there's two cases over here. One case is, the husband sends the shliach, and nullifies the shliach. Second case is, the woman sends the shliach and nullifies the shliach, right? So the Gemara says, not only is Allah like Rabbi Yechon in the second case, afilu b'kamaisi, even the first case. When the husband said, what's the case in the first case of our Gemara? A husband gives a woman money today. It says, arei at mekudeshesli after 30 days. And she changed her mind after 20 days. So Rabbi Yechon says he could change his mind. The Shlokish says no. So the Gemara says even in that case, when he gave money to the woman, he could still change his mind.
She
could change. He can. She could change her mind. And the Gemara says why? Afagav the Ika and Lameim. Even over there, we could say no. It's different. Shani nesinas marsli yadisha, giving money to the hand of the woman. The kamay sedom is like an action. Afilo hachi, nevertheless, osa dibur mevato dibur, meaning her earlier consent. Undoes, I mean, the later saying no undoes her earlier consent. Because you have to understand, if a man gives money to a woman and says, I rap mekudeshously, and the woman says, no way, Jose, I'm not doing it. She's not mekudeshous. Even though he gave her money, so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though 30 days ago she said yes, but the Kedusha is not valid for another 30 days, because that's what he said, after 30 days. So up to 30 days, the woman can say no, even though she took money. But what she's undoing is this, that she agreed to get married. Now she says, I don't agree. And that she could undo. And if she doesn't agree, you can't get married.
She can say it's, the money was not enough.
That's probably what she says, yeah. Okay.
A very Jewish response. But in the situation where she takes the money, and she can't say, I don't want. If she takes the money, that's
yeah, but that's my, but the Gemara says there's two parts of it. Like, that's why I said he has to give her the money, and she has to agree. If I give a woman money and say it mukadeshusti, and she says no,
if she took the money, it's
kedibah. Women will always take money, especially if they're Jewish. If a man gives a woman money, okay, he gives her money. And says, Ariat Mukadeshusli. And she takes the money and says, no. Is she Mukadeshus? No, because she didn't consent. Right? We learn it out, even though it's before Matan Torah, and then the post can ask why. But Eliezer went to Rivka to make a Shidduch. So what did Lavan and Besuel say? Let's call the girl Vinishala Spia. Let's ask her. From there, the Gemara learns out, Kedushin has to be with the consent of the woman. So you give her money, and she consented, yeah? But the Kedusha is not effective yet, because he said after 30 days, right? Now the 20th day, she says, I don't consent anymore. The question is, can this no consent undo consent of 20 days ago?
There was no consent.
So Rabbi Yechon says yes.
There was no consent.
There was. She accepted the money.
But she had 30 days to decide.
It's not the return policy in the store. You can return the dress for 30 days.
That's what he told
them. No, he didn't say. He just says it's becoming effective after 30 days. Hayim, not Hayim. Hareyab Mekdashosli, La'achin Shleishim Yim. But she takes the money today. So now she consented for after 30 days. So the question is, could she undo the consent? So Rabbi Yechon says you could.
And that's the
halach. But the Gemara is going to ask a question like this. Kashi, and this is also a very interesting question in the Gemara. Kashi, there's a contradiction between one time the Gemara says halacha and another time the Gemara says halacha, and they both contradict each other. Amarte hilchas Rabbi Yochanan, you just said halacha Rabbi Yochanan, that you could change your mind, right? And yet, we know there's a rule in a different Gemara, which is relevant to this Gemara, hilchas Rav Nachman, halacha Rav Nachman. What's the case of Rav Nachman? The boy Lehu, there was a shayla asked in the Gemara, Mao sheyachze v'yigadish bay. Now, this is a very interesting case. I mean, the same case we just had. A husband sends a shliach with a get to his wife. Okay? And along the way, the husband says, you know what, I changed my mind. And the shliach hears it. And he doesn't give the get. Okay? A few days later, the husband changes his mind. He does want to divorce her. Can he use that get or not? Or does he need to use a new get?
It's really smart. Yeah. Yeah.
Say yes.
Since you can change the...
No, but if he... Huh? We'll see in a second.
Write a date on the get?
The date is that you write it.
So they have to make it for the woman.
Huh?
For the day that you write.
Yeah? Okay, the din is like this. Let me explain the din. A get has to be written specifically by the husband for his wife. Okay, it has to be the cost of law. Law lishma, it has to be written. In other words, what happens if a sefer was practicing writing a get? And he wrote a get with different names. Yeah, the man's name and the lady's name.
He wrote
the get.
Yeah.
He practiced. Yeah? Or the sefer knew this couple is going to get divorced. So he wanted to write it beforehand. So he writes the get. Reuven ben Yaakov to Rivka Basara. Okay? And then the husband walks by the sofa store and he says, oh, look at this. Custom-made get. My name, my wife's name, perfect. That get is not valid. Okay? Even though the sofa wrote the right names. But he didn't write it for this particular case. In fact, the Gemara says even more. What happens if a guy is married to two wives that have the same name? You have two wives with the exact same name. Rivka Bas Yitzchak is the wife's two wives. Rivka Bas Yitzchak. And his name is Reuven Ben Yaakov. And he wanted to divorce wife A. And he wrote a get that says, Reuven Ben Yaakov is divorcing Rivka Bas Yitzchak. Yeah? The problem is, he changed his mind and wanted to use it to divorce wife B. Also no good. Even though it was written for him, but the wrong woman. Even though they had the same names. Now the question is like this. The guy, the husband, sends a get with a shliach, right? He nullifies the shliach. He says the get is no good, right? Don't give it. And he doesn't. He brings it back to the husband. Yeah? Now the husband has a get. He gets another fight with the wife. He says, okay, I'm divorcing you. So the shail is, can he use this get? Or when he nullifies, what's the question? The question is like this. Did he nullify the get or the sending? That's the question. If he nullified the sending, the ghetto he never nullified. And therefore it's written for him and his wife, right? Same name, same. That wife he wanted the divorce, so then the get would be good. Or maybe he nullified not the sending of the get, maybe he nullified the get. And if the get is no good, he can't use it anymore. Because it's not written now for him and his wife.
Nullifying the sending or the
get
itself.
I told you. If he's nullifying the sending, did he say the get's no good? He said, I don't want you to give it to her now.
Okay.
So then, tomorrow he can give it to her. But if he says the get is no good, I don't want the get, right? If that's what he meant, then the get's no good. So then he can't just use it tomorrow. That's the question of the Gemara. The boy Lahu, the question was asked in the Gemara, Mao Shiyachsev Yigarishpa. Can the husband go back and use the get to divorce his wife? So Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Chayzer Umegarishbe. He could re-divorce his wife with it. He could use the get. Rav Sheshes Omar, Eina Chayzer Umegarishbe. He can't use the get anymore. Okay? And the Gemara says, V'hekaimelon hilchus hakavasud Rav Nachman. And we know the din is like Rav Nachman. Right? Now, what does Rav Nachman say? You could reuse the get. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that speech on the speech, then why didn't he nullify the get? Then he should have nullified the get. He said, the get I'm giving you is bottle. Why didn't that undo the get that he gave? Rabbi Yechanan says, the get is bottle. You could undo it. And Rav Nachman says, no, you can reuse the get. That means he didn't nullify the get. So, and we say, the Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan, and the Allah is like Rav Nachman. So they're contradicting each other. So the Gemara answers what I jumped the gun with. Nehi de batle miteres shliach, miteres getli batle. So Gemara answers like this: no. The halach is like Rabbi Yechon and the halach is like Rav Nachman. And it's not a contradiction. It's two different concepts. Here, even though he used the expression the get is bottle, he didn't mean the get is bottle. He meant, I don't want you to give this get now. But he never undid the get. He said, don't give it now. That he could change his mind. But he didn't undo the get, and therefore Rabbi Yechon would agree like with Rav Nachman. If tomorrow he changes his mind again, and now he doesn't want to give the get to his wife, he could. Why not? He didn't, when he said, don't give the get, he didn't mean to say the get's no good. He meant to say, don't give it now. That's what he stopped.
Yeah, because she just inherited a lot of money, he wants to wait till he gets the money.
Give it when I'm ready, basically, he says.
Yeah. It could also be.
You learn all this because of Allah, that it has to be Lishma, the Lishma aspect.
Yeah, that's why.
Is that halacha of Moshe Sinai to?
Torah says because of law.
I know to be doirish that law means lishma.
No, that's what the word law means. Everything is given by Moshe Sinai. Torah could said because of sefer krisis, write a get. Why does Torah say write her a sefer krisis? It has to be for her name. It has to be explicitly for her. Now starts another what?
Why was this injected here in the
health? How does this get? Well, we're learning about kedushin. The Gemara was this good. Wrong day of the week. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah says like this. What happens is going back to the Mishnahs. Crazy cases over here. A guy gives money to a woman. It says, "Eirat mekadeshesli after 30 days. Right? So, until 30 days, she's not married. What happens if the second guy comes and does kedushin with her on the 20th day? So the Mishnah said, Mekadesh is the Sheni. Because the first kedushin is not effective yet. It's only effective after 30 days. And this guy came on 20th day. So she's Mekadesh to the second guy.
She's not. Because the first one is not Chali.
Right. That's why she's Mekadesh to the second.
To the first one.
Going back to the first she's going to be married in 30 days.
I come over to a woman today.
Divorced yet?
No, single girl. Go back to the case of the Mishnah. A guy comes over to a single girl and says, "Harei Abba Kadeshus to me after 30 days. And the second guy comes after 20 days and does Kedushin with her. So she's Mekadeshus to the second. For how long? Permanently or only until the 30 days are up?
Permanently?
1 second.
Well, she changed her mind. It's like the previous case.
One second. Amarav, let's see the Gemara. Amarav, Mekadesh Sheni Le'ilo. The Kedushin of the second guy is forever. Because she never got married to the first guy yet. Shmuel Amar, Mekadesh Sheni Ad Lamed Yei. She's only Kedushin to the second guy up to the 30th day. The Achel Lamedjem, Pocket Kedusha Sheni, the second Kedushin goes, the one's going to change his mind right away. The Kedushin of the second guy is out the window, and she gets re-Kedushin to the first guy. So this is very strange. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask one, this doesn't make sense. According to Shmuel, the second guy's Kedushin is only going to last for until the 30th day. And then it's over, and she gets. So the Gemara asks, Yosef Rav Chista, Kakashi Rav Chista asked the question, Kedusha Sheni by my pocket. What undoes the second guy's Kedushin? There was no first Kedushin yet, right? So the second guy's Kedushin is a real, true blue Kedushin. How? 30th day comes, it undoes it? Like, how does that work? So he says, no, you're wrong, you're right, but that's not what they're arguing about. You're right, in this case, it's ridiculous. Amalei Rav Yosef said to Rav Chista, Mara Reisha Masla, you learned the argument between Av and Shmuel in the first case of the Mishnah. Ve'ko Kashule, and you ask a question, Rav Yehuda Sefer Masla over Kashule. And Rav Yehuda learns it on the second half of the Mishnah, and it's not an issue. Meaning like this. We thought until now, the argument is, in the case of when a guy says to a woman, after 30 days. And then the 20th day, a second guy did Kedusha. Right? So Shmuel, according to Shmuel said, no, it's only Kedusha for 10 days. The Gemara says, doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, that's not the case. The case is the second case in the Mishnah. A guy comes over to a woman and says, become a Kedushas to me now after 30 days. Now, after 30 days. And on the 20th day, somebody did Kedushin with her.
I don't get it. Now, after 30 days.
Yeah. That's what he said. Become a Kedushas to me now, after 30 days. That's what the guy said. Now. He says, now, after 30 days.
Very confusing term.
Me'achshav, la'achar shlei shemim.
And she said yes?
Yeah. Now, when does the Kedushin really take effect?
30 days.
Now, but not really until after 30 days. Means, it starts now, but finishes after 30 days. Now, this is the case where a guy on the 20th day came and gave Kedushin.
Well, then she
so now the Shaila is, who is she married to? So Rav says she's Mekudeshes to the second guy forever. And Shmuel says she's only Mekudeshes to the second guy until the 30th day.
This is a weaker one for the first one. This situation.
This is better for the first guy, because he's saying from now until after 30 days.
What we see the result is both opinions are against him.
Why?
One opinion says she belongs to the second one. The second one says that she belongs to him for 10 days. In the previous case, it says that it's nothing, and the second opinion said that it's only...
Okay, it's getting late. Let me explain to you outside what's going on over here. So Rav says, in fact, let's see it inside. Rav says she's Mekudesh and not. Okay? And Shmuel says, Mekudeshes ve'enu Mekudeshes only ad lamed yeh melach lamed yeh paka kedusha shen ve'gam mekudusha rish. I mean, the argument's like this. According to Rav, she needs a get from both men. She's Mekudesh to the first, and she's Mekudesh to the second, because we don't know which one it is. According to Rav, so she has two options. Either divorce them both and marry a third guy, or divorce one of the two and marry the other guy. Providing he's not a Kohen. Right? Because it's a divorce. Shmuel says the second Kedushin is only good until the 30th day. After the 30th day, the second guy's Kedushin is worthless and she's only married to the first guy.
This creates another problem. If she's married to the second guy, and then 30 day comes, and the first guy wants to marry her, regarding get, she's been with another man, can divorce your woman that was with another man?
She didn't get married yet, she was only Kedushin. They didn't marry any of them yet. It's only Kedushin. Not marriage.
Well, we learn in Kedushin, you still need Kedushin.
The question is very simple. When a guy says a contradictory statement, Okay, and we'll finish with this. The guy makes a stupid, contradictory statement. Now and in 30 days. Is it now or 30 days? Make up your mind. Okay? So there's two ways of looking at it. One is that he changed his mind. He says now, after 30 days. So what does he really mean? After 30 days, because that's what he said last. Right? Or did he mean it as a condition? Become mekudeshes to me if 30 days go by. That means after 30 days, it retroactively goes back, because when I make a condition, I say to a woman, become adat mekudeshes, he gives her the ring, he says, on the condition that you dance for me. Okay? When she dances, it's retroactively good. Okay? If a man says to a woman, become a kadeshes to me now when you dance. When she dances, it goes back retroactively. So now the guy says, now after 30 days. Does he mean now, but the condition is you have to wait 30 days? Then when the 30 days is over, it's retroactively good? Or did he change his mind? And then he doesn't mean now, he means only after 30 days. Right? Then the second guy married her, not the first guy.